this good meeting. I've had this on my mind like all week, and I've been praying for the right time. I'd like to share this with you. It's been such a blessing to me. Simple statement there, ask God. But you know, we really need to ask God for everything we need. And we need to believe that God will answer prayer. And I like to turn, we're not singing it right now. Well, maybe let's sing one verse of 318. Ask my brother and sister. God wants us to ask him for everything we need. And serving the Lord for over 50 years, I've learned that God doesn't say no very often, unless it's best for us. Just sing the first verse of 318.
See the great promises, brother. Are they so hard to believe? How can you doubt the dear Savior? Why don't you ask and receive? Ask my brother and sister, for all you need, believe. Ask the bountiful giver, ask and you shall receive.
Reading in St. Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then be an evil, or if ye then be, I would say, of the world or worldly minded, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? So we know that God will answer our prayers. I want to go over some definitions of ask. Ask means to say something to someone. Now we're going to put God. We do ask one another questions as a way of gaining information or to put a request out. And I think about in Philippians 4:6, it says, how do we come to God? With thanksgiving, right? So when we ask God for things, we need to come humble. We need to come according to his will. We need to come in reverence to God. And we don't want to ask amiss or in a wrong attitude, but we want to ask humbly. And I'm telling you, I know that during our lifetime, there's many things that we need help with, and we have to ask God for help. And seek means to find something, request something, search for something, for help or advice. And I thought about, my husband was a home builder, you know, and he told me one time, he said, you know, when I needed an electrician, I didn't call a plumber. Or if I needed a plumber, I didn't call the roofer, but he called the ones that was experienced in that field. And, you know, there's not very many people that can do it all and do it perfectly. But we have God, who is the great creator. He created us. He gave us our life. Why don't we ask God about it? Why do we seek other things first? We should always seek God first. And there are some times that we need help from our brothers and sisters and things. But, you know, I remember one of the ministers said, you know, we can ask prayer, but let's do some praying ourselves, you know. We need to make sure that we're doing enough praying ourselves and not depending on everybody else to pray for us. That's good. But we better be on our knees. We better be spending some time seeking God, asking God, knocking. It says if you knock, remember the friend said that Luke 11:5, he says, you know, this man came to his friend and wanted an answer, and it was at midnight. He wanted some bread, and Luke 5:5 over here in Luke 5:13. It says here, am I right? Pardon? 11 and 5. Thank you. 11 and 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is on his journey and has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And saints, I would say to us, and also anyone else here, that we must seek spirituality. It's not going to just... Salvation comes, is a work. Sanctification is a work. But we have to do something too. We have to read and pray every day. We have to put some effort into it. I remember another minister mentioned about having a big glass of lemonade. You put the lemon in there, a can of lemon, and all the water. And what do you, mostly ladies men do it too, but you've got to stir it up, don't you? You've got to stir it up. Well, there's times that we have to keep ourselves stirred up spiritually. We have to seek the Lord. We have to ask the Lord. We have to put some effort in. We have to knock. We have to search our lives. Where is a weakness? We all have a certain weakness, and we have strengths. So if the Lord reveals a weakness to us, we need to be praying about it. We need to be seeking the Lord about it. We've been asking the Lord. You know, the Lord even sometimes told me, I want you to pray about this thing about yourself. I want you to pray for an opening and encouragement. And, you know, we can pray for encouragement. Now, if you want to stay depressed and you want to tell yourself you're depressed and you want to talk about all your troubles and problems and sorrows and adversities, that's what your life will be like. But we all have a certain amount of them. But we've got to seek for joy. We've got to seek for happiness. There's a sunny side of life. You know, it's not all bad. I mean, you can, I don't know about your life. My life has not been all bad. I mean, I've had a wonderful life. And I'm looking forward to every day God gives me from here on out. It's been a blessing. I praise God for my life. I praise him. And all those troubles or sorrows or problems, I put those memories in the background. And I think about the good things, the blessings. Are we not to do that, Brother Crosser? Are we not to praise God and thank him for the good things? And, you know, our mind can just run away. I saw something on my phone about this psychiatrist, but he was talking about a woman that was depressed, and he said, our mind is true. Our mind just kind of can go around in circles about all our problems, all our troubles, all our sorrows. The devil could get us to focus on that. Now, I don't think that God wants us to focus on those things. And then it said, to get out of it, you got to go and help others. If you think you got a life so bad, then look around and maybe help somebody else that's less fortunate. Help, get busy helping them. And it'll rise you above all that. It'll give you joy. It'll give you happiness. And get busy for the Lord. And get seeking the Lord in prayer. And thanking him. Thank him. Not always. We have lots of many requests all the time. But we really need to have some thanksgiving with our requests. Thank God for all his blessings. And then humbly ask him. I remember there's a little story too. This lady was trying to teach this little girl how to pray. And she said, I never pray for him very much anymore before. And she said, well, you humbly ask, thank God for all his blessings first. You thank the Lord for all his blessings. And then you humbly ask him for your requests. Now, I want to share something. You know, I found in spiritual life, you get what you put into it, dear ones. I'm just telling you. You get what you put into it. And you know, if you want to get close, I think about the disciples. John the Beloved, he got real close to Jesus. There was a lot of disciples, but you don't hear much about some of them. But you hear about John, you hear about Peter, and you hear about, and John the Beloved, he would lean on Jesus' breast. He got real close to him. So Peter asked him one time, ask Jesus, who's going to deny? No, you ask him, because he'll probably tell you, ask him, which one of the disciples is going to deny, because he knew he was real close to him. But you know, we can all, he's just not my God, he's your God. You know, we share him. He loves everybody, and he wants to help us. He wants us to get closer to the Lord. But we must ask him. We must seek him. I was thinking about, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Now, I might not read every scripture that the Lord gave me, but over here in Genesis 18, I'll quote some of it, 18 and 14. You know, when Sarah was told that she was going to have a child, she was 99 years old, and Abraham was 100 years old. And they had asked for a child. This was a promised child. And she laughed about it. And Abraham laughed too. If you go back in 17, he laughed too about it. But it says here in the 17th and 17, Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear a child? But what did God say in 18 and 14? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to encourage you to stay. If there is nothing too hard for the Lord, then why don't we ask him for some extra blessing? And I want to tell you, I lost one of my dearest friends, and I know some of you, she was very dear to you too, Sister Janine. And why she was so close to me is because when we lived in over there in the old chapel and everything, my husband was working a lot, and maybe couldn't always go with me. She would go to meetings with me. She'd go to Wichita, different places, Tulsa, close by, and she would go to sister retreats with me, or we would go visit the sick together. She was like just my little gospel friend. And so when I lost her, I lost a lot there, you know what I mean? But I told the Lord, I asked the Lord for a favor that day when I came home from the funeral. I said, Lord, now I don't know if I'm asking too much. But if I'm asking too much, it's okay. You know, God can do what he wants. He don't have to answer us. But I said, but if it's okay with you, Lord, I would like Janine to come to me in a dream. I'd like to see her. I'd like to talk to her. And that night, he answered me. And Janine came to me. And I said, Janine, did you want to go to heaven? And she said, yes. I said, well, are you happy? And she says, oh, it's so wonderful. She put her hands up like that. So what I'm trying to say, if I hadn't asked for that, I wouldn't have got it. So, you know, we need to ask for some extra things sometimes. You understand what I'm trying to say? That God is a great God. He's a great giver, and he can help us. He can do things extraordinary. Now, we want to bring out James 4 and 3, that we don't ask amiss. I want to put this in here, that, you know, we don't ask for things, you know, if saints are not like that, we're not going to ask for things that we shouldn't ask for. If we got the right spirit, we're not going to ask for things or seek God for things that's not his will. James 4 and 3, it says, ask amiss. It says, don't do that. Don't ask amiss. It says here, what is amiss? Pray with the right motives. If we want God to answer our prayers, we need to pray with the right motives. James was rebuking his readers, his people then, for living like the world, fighting among themselves and their own desires. They were seeking after their own desires rather than seeking after God's will. They were self-centered, pleasure-driven, and they were wrong, they were faulty, they were improperly and going in the wrong way. They were asking in an unacceptable manner, a wrong attitude and intentions. We are not coming to God as we should. Who was God pleased with? So in other words, what I'm trying to say is we can ask amiss. We can ask in a wrong attitude. We can ask for things that God does not want us to have. You know, God looks at your heart, and he answers your prayers according to how it is God's will, if it's God's will. And we always want to remember to ask God according to his will, not according to our will. Always ask God his will. Now, here are some things that we can ask for. Seeking God above our own will. Now, I'm not going to turn to all these scriptures, but John 5:14, and pray for a greater love for God. Deuteronomy 6:5, Matthew 22:37. Pray for spiritual blessings rather than just temporal blessings. You know, we can always be praying for things that we need, and it's good that we need. We need a home. We need shelter. We need whatever. We need cars. We need things that we can, and that's okay to pray for those things. But are we praying as much for spiritual blessings or even more, you know? Lord, give us spiritual blessings. Are we praying for strength to obey God? Do you know it takes strength to obey God? It takes strength inside. It takes strength to be a strong soldier for God. He wants to strengthen his saints. He wants us to be strong in our beliefs and standards and believe in God's word, right? And he wants us to be strong soldiers for God, not weak ones. He wants us to pray for ourselves that we will be more like Christ. We sing that song, More Like Christ. We want to be more like his character. And have you ever found yourself sometime not being like his character? I mean, someone say something to you and you just think, well, you know, I would like to say such and such. But then the Lord says, no, that's not right. That's not being like Christ. So then you say, okay, Lord, I wouldn't be like that. I won't be like that. I want to be your child. I want to please you, Lord. And you know how God teaches us to forgive one another. So we have to ask to be able to forgive people. There's so many things that we need to ask God for. We need to ask God, help us to be able to forgive people that hurt us. And help us to do some good to them. You know, I think about that scripture that says, have fiery coals upon their head or something. It sounds like you're just going to do something. But I'm thinking that you just send a fire of love upon them, that you do good things to them, and that you just have a good attitude about it, you know, and you love them, you forgive them, and you put them in the Lord's hands. You ask God for strength to be like he wants you to be. I was thinking about who comes to your mind that God gave something when he asked. God said, in 1 Kings, we'll turn to that. Who was it that God told him in a dream, ask what you will and I'll give it to you? Who was that? Solomon. Now, at that time, Solomon was living right. So 1 Kings 3:1-5, and it said, let's go to 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. And it said, only sacrifice and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. 1,000. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said to him, I ask what I shall give thee. If God was to tell you, ask what I shall give you, because God can give you anything. He can bless you spiritually. He can bless you financially. He can give you anything that he wants to give you. He owns the whole world. If God was to ask you, what do you want me to give you? What would you say? Everybody think about that for a little bit. Well, I believe if I know my own heart, one thing I would say is, Lord, I want to be faithful till I die and go to heaven. I want to make it. And he would say, wow, Susan Marsh, you made it for 54 years. I got saved in 1971. You made it this long. Sure, you're going to make it. You know what? We all need to realize that we're fighting an enemy, and we need to stay humble and prayerful and keep going on for the Lord and love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and realize that we need to make it to heaven. We need to go on for the Lord. But anyway, he said, I'll ask you, what can I give you? And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. So he got thinking about that as his being a leader. How do we think about that, being a leader? Lord, help me to be an example of the believers. Help me to be what you want me to be, Lord. I don't want to fail. I don't want to mess up. I want to please you, Lord. And so he said, I need help, Lord. I need an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. This is the thing. When we ask God things, are we pleasing the Lord? Are we pleasing the Lord with our petitions? Are we pleasing the Lord? Lord, I ask you to help me to be righteous. Help me to be what you want me to be. Help me to have the grace in my home. Help me to please. Help me to treat my children right. Help me to be kind and loving to my children, even if I discipline them. Help me not to holler and scream, act ugly with them. But when I was a mother and I had three little girls, there were some times I had to ask forgiveness and say, you know, I should have dealt with you a little bit. I was nervous and you got on my nerves, but I had to. And I had to ask for forgiveness sometimes. Even though they're little children, we need to treat them with respect and love and still discipline them and still make them mine. Lots of times I would get down and pray with them after I spanked them and tell them with tears, I did this because I want you to go to heaven. And I just thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord that we can be what God wants us to be by his grace. And it says here, it pleased the Lord. And it said, the speech pleased the Lord. Solomon asked this thing, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, you haven't asked for long life, neither have you asked for riches, and you haven't asked the life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. What would most people want to ask for? Long life, riches? That's kind of what we would think, maybe. And the behold, I have done according to thy words. I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, riches and honor. So there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, I will lengthen thy days. And then Solomon awoke from his dream. So he asked the Lord something that pleased the Lord, and then the Lord gave him extra. Isn't that the way the Lord is? He gives us extra. Maybe we need a friend. Have you ever thought about praying for a friend? One time when we first moved together, I felt like my husband needed a friend, a man friend. And so, of course, and I prayed for him to get a friend. And God brought Henry Gibson into our life, and that was before we started building a house, and he was a home builder. And he tutored Jerry and encouraged Jerry, and Jerry got in the home building business. But that friend, he was only kind of with our family like 5 years before he died, but he was such a friend that he could knock on the door, and if I was having supper, I'd just put another plate out, and he'd sit down and eat with us. He was a wonderful friend, and he needed us too. And so, you know, God will give us a friend if we need a friend. Have you ever thought, Lord, I need a friend? You know, it says, he that showeth himself friendly, that would get friends. Sometimes we're just not friendly enough. I'll say to me too. I'm not trying to be hard on nobody. But, you know, it's true. I mean, we have to put something in relationships if we want friends. Friends take time. You know, it does. It takes time. But, you know, If it's the God-given friend, if it's from God, God has given me God-given friends in my life. I know. And I've had some die, and I've had several die, but they were God-given friends. And God gave me my husband. I'm positive of that. He was a friend. And he's still my friend. And God gave me gifts like this. And I thank him to help me to get to heaven. And do you know, when we ask God for things, if we need something like that, God can give us what we need, saints. I'm just encouraged about this. So, Lord, we are needy people. And we need the Lord to help us. But he can give us if we'll just ask him. And like I said, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if I'm a little different or what, but like asking God to have Janine come to me in a dream, but he answered my prayer. But that's why I'm trying extraordinary things. I mean, like, do you ever ask God for something extraordinary? Something that maybe you just would like to get a little extra blessing, so you ask for it? You know that God can do that? And he can bless you every single day of your life. You know, I don't know when, in some ways, this is, I don't know. To me, it's a challenging message to my heart. It helped me, you know. That's why I kind of feel like that God gives me something, I just share it. He gives me something and I share it. And, you know, I was thinking about this. It's kind of cute, but you know when you're little children in elementary school or something, and like if a girl liked a boy or a boy liked a girl, mostly it's the girls usually probably, but they would write a little note and they'd say, I like you. Do you like me? Circle yes or no. And they had the little question mark. Circle yes or no. And they made a little love song out of that, you know. But that was a common thing that children would do that. But children learned that, you know, I've got to ask. I got to see, you know. And some people are afraid to ask. Have you ever been felt like right now I need some help with something on a trip? But, you know, I really try to do everything on my own and rent cars and drive and all that. But sometimes I feel like I need a little help. Have you ever felt like you need some help and you're almost afraid to ask? And I don't know why we're like that, but, you know, it's just yes or no. I mean, they're really, that's all it is. If they say no, you can deal with it. If they say yes, well, that's great. That's better. But, you know, it's only going to be yes or no. So why are we so afraid to ask? It's either going to be yes or no. And if it's no, we just go on and the Lord will work something else out for us. But anyway, just want to encourage you today to ask. Ask God for what you need, because God can give you anything that you need. He has been so good to me. I asked my husband before I left. I said, Jerry, I said, there's a few more scriptures I do want to read here, though. There was, over my lifetime, I would say that God said yes more, a lot more than he ever said no. Of the petitions I had before him, and healings, and financial needs, or any kind of problem to work out. I remember one time I was sitting over there, and I can't remember what the burden was at that time, but I was praying, and I, in my heart before service started, and I said, Lord, this is just so hard. I'm going, this trouble I'm having is just so hard. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I said, yes, Lord. And that Lord brought that to me, that you're just looking at it the wrong way. See, we can focus on the problem, but we're not realizing that he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I remember another thing I want to read, St. John 16:24. Do you know that we can ask for joy? I don't know. What brings you joy in life? Maybe it's a good meal. Maybe it's being with your friend. Maybe it's being with your companion. Or if you don't have a companion, maybe it's just going for a ride. Or maybe it's just something, you know, we're not going to be doing anything we shouldn't be doing. So we're saying, so what brings you joy in life? St. John 16:24. The Lord said to ask that your joy might be full. He said to his disciples, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So, why, when we have these needs, why are we going around with these needs when all we have to do is ask God And it will give us joy. When you get up in the morning, do you want to have joy all day long? Do you want to feel blessed like all day long? Do you just ask the Lord to give it to you? It just sounds a little simple, but it's true. God can give you all the joy you need. Ask that your joy may be full. You know, the disciples, when they lost Jesus when he died, some of them were very down. And they went in and they hid themselves and they were afraid that they were going to kill them. And they bolted the door and all that. But when Jesus wanted to get them out of that discouragement, and he was telling them, ask that your joy may be full. And he appeared to them many times. He lived in Acts, for the first chapter of Acts, 40 days, I believe, he appeared to them alive different times. He appeared and walked among them to encourage them that I'm alive. You don't have to be down. You can have joy. And so, and then I want to remember in 78:41, I'm not going to turn to that right now, but it said, they limited God. The Israelites saw how he delivered them from Pharaoh. He'd done so many wonderful things, but they still were murmuring, complaining, and they didn't thank God for what he'd done. I don't want to be like that. I don't want none of us to be. We don't want to be like that. We want to thank God for his blessings. And even though we may have some problems, we just want to focus on the blessings in life, and things are going to get better, and things are going to work out, and just tell yourself that and speak it and just have joy in your heart, because we have the best thing in the world. Is salvation is the very best thing. And I'm just so thankful for salvation. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. It's the best thing I've ever found, is getting saved. And so you want to be that. So don't limit God. And then we want to maybe end with this Luke 18 and about the widow. But she never gave up, did she? Kept coming to the judge. And Jesus said there was a parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. He would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I feared not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So you see, he's trying to say this widow did not give up. She kept coming to the judge because she knew the judge could help her. She just kept coming. She kept coming. She didn't give up. So if there's something in your life that you need help with, just keep asking the Lord about it. Keep asking God about it. Don't give up. Just keep coming and say, and even maybe quote the scripture to the Lord. Lord, I'm just going to keep coming to you because I know you're the only one that can help me, and I'm going to ask you, God, to help me in this. I need to be able to forgive this person, or I just need help financially, or I need to get closer to you, Lord, or I want to be blessed in such a way that's according to your will. I want to draw closer to you, Lord. Whatever it is, you can bring it to God and say, God, I want to do this because I love you. I want to serve you. I want to be faithful to you, Lord. I want to, or maybe I need a friend in my life, or I need something. Whatever you need, God, all you have to do is ask God. It's simple, but it's true, because God has a cattle on 1,000 hills. I remember before, years ago when we were in Michigan, and my husband was working in a factory, and we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have much money and to do extra things, but I wanted to go to Guthrie camp meeting, and I felt like we needed it spiritually. And so I was praying to the Lord, and the Lord said that he was going to let me go. He wanted me to go. And so I started praying to the Lord about it. I said, Lord, my husband says he needs time off work and we need money. These two things, and we can go. And so one day an envelope came in the mail. It was stuffed with cash. Now, back then, you know, that was kind of strange. It could make it through the mail. It came through the mail with cash in it. I mean, big, thick envelope. No check. And so back then, we didn't have a cell phone. I couldn't talk to Jerry or text him or nothing to let him know. I'd wait until he got home. I was so excited. And so when he got home, I said, "Jerry, I've been praying to go to Guthrie, and here's the money." He looks at it. He just shook his head. It was so amazing to him. He said, "Well, now I got to get time off work." I said, "Well, if God did this, he'll do that." So he went and told his boss he needed time off about a week to go to this meeting. And his boss says, he said, "Well, God sent us money in the mail. My wife was praying, and God sent us money in the mail." And he goes, "Oh, that was probably your dad or something. Probably, you know." He goes, no. He goes, he said, "No, it was just God sent it to us." He goes, "Well, okay, you can have time off work." And so we came to the Guthrie meeting. And all the girls were real little then. And we got so much encouragement. And I was so excited about it. And I testified at the meeting. I said, "God has a cattle on 1,000 hills. He can do anything for you." And told how God done that for us. And so, you know, God, we can ask God for anything. And I want to please him and always remember that he's my heavenly Father and that he loves me and he loves you too.